Now turn to part two. You will hear a talk by a woman called Jean who visited some traditional North American events, a cowboy rodeo and a Native American powwow. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
Thank you, everyone. Now I'm going to hand over to Jean Masters, who is going to talk about her trip to a cowboy rodeo and a Native American powwow.
Thanks. Yes, these were undoubtedly the highlights of my North American tour, really enabling me to sample the old Wild West. The rodeo was in Wyoming State, where it's actually the official sport. Basically, a rodeo is a public exhibition of the cowboy skills originally involved in the job of herding cattle. It's actually a competitive sport, and the animals I saw were well taken care of and their welfare strictly regulated. The event kicked off with the grand entry, involving a parade of riders carrying flags, and the competitors, officials and sponsors were introduced, and the latter thanked for making the event possible. A hearty rendition of the national anthem followed. Then, after a bit of obligatory cheerleading, we were ready for the big off. Oh, and by the way, there were also some side attractions away from the action, such as a reconstruction gunfight, and later on a performance by a magician during the halfway intermission. But I'm jumping the gun, if you'll pardon the pun. The best came first, the famous bronco riding, where riders mount a wild young horse which tries to throw them off. They hold on using the saddle and a rope attached to the horse. Then came some bull wrestling, where the competitor jumped off his horse onto a young bull and wrestled it to the ground by grabbing its horns. This was less dangerous than it sounds because riders who are thrown off can be helped by what are known as pickup riders. That's the generic term for them, although they get called different things. And I noticed the group of people standing next to me were calling them rodeo clowns. They took great delight in explaining the details of the event to me. Next up was roping, and here the competitor had to secure a calf by throwing a lasso over its head. I learnt from my newfound friends that roping was originally done by working cowboys who had to capture cattle for branding or for medical treatment. They also told me that the word rodeo originated in Spanish America and means rounding up. Well, so much for the cowboys. But to find evidence of the Native American side of society, I joined the Standing Arrow Gathering, or powwow as it's called, in neighbouring Montana State. This wasn't actually a spectator event, although visitors were entirely welcome. Almost everyone there seemed to be a dancer or musician, although the attendance was down on the rodeo event and the prize money paled by comparison. But then again, the purpose was really to socialise and to honour Native American culture, so that's understandable. The most important group were the host performers, or drums, who were responsible for the songs at the beginning, including the grand entry song, the flag song, and the victory song, and also the retreat song to signify the official closing of the event. I gathered this was standard practice at powwows in general. Powwows can take place anywhere, from fields alongside rivers to sports stadia. But the arena here was a small, dusty, open-sided pavilion with a dirt and astroturf floor. The dancers and all their brilliantly colourful regalia are a sight to behold, and each dance has its own meaning, dress and rules. The jingle dress dancers wore a skirt with hundreds of small cones made out of tin that made a lovely sound like little bells in the mountains, while the grass dancers swung their tassels to imitate prairie grass in the wind. The outfits are just incredible and can cost thousands of dollars. One competitor in the Golden Age category had a traditional mohawk hairstyle and was wearing eagle feathers and a porcupine's quill. But what pushed his costume's cost up was the thousands of minute hand-stitched beads. This costume has great sacred significance and is passed down from generation to generation. But the dancers and outfits are continually being updated and blended, and I did notice he had some ribbons made out of nylon, a man-made textile which suggests a later modern addition, all of which tells us that...
Now you will hear part two again.
Thank you, everyone. Now I'm going to hand over to Jean Masters, who is going to talk about her trip to a cowboy rodeo and a Native American powwow.
Thanks. Yes, these were undoubtedly the highlights of my North American tour, really enabling me to sample the old Wild West. The rodeo was in Wyoming State, where it's actually the official sport. Basically, a rodeo is a public exhibition of the cowboy skills originally involved in the job of herding cattle. It's actually a competitive sport, and the animals I saw were well taken care of and their welfare strictly regulated. The event kicked off with the grand entry, involving a parade of riders carrying flags, and the competitors, officials and sponsors were introduced, and the latter thanked for making the event possible. A hearty rendition of the national anthem followed. Then, after a bit of obligatory cheerleading, we were ready for the big off. Oh, and by the way, there were also some side attractions away from the action, such as a reconstruction gunfight, and later on a performance by a magician during the halfway intermission. But I'm jumping the gun, if you'll pardon the pun. The best came first, the famous bronco riding, where riders mount a wild young horse which tries to throw them off. They hold on using the saddle and a rope attached to the horse. Then came some bull wrestling, where the competitor jumped off his horse onto a young bull and wrestled it to the ground by grabbing its horns. This was less dangerous than it sounds because riders who are thrown off can be helped by what are known as pickup riders. That's the generic term for them, although they get called different things. And I noticed the group of people standing next to me were calling them rodeo clowns. They took great delight in explaining the details of the event to me. Next up was roping, and here the competitor had to secure a calf by throwing a lasso over its head. I learnt from my newfound friends that roping was originally done by working cowboys who had to capture cattle for branding or for medical treatment. They also told me that the word rodeo originated in Spanish America and means rounding up. Well, so much for the cowboys. But to find evidence of the Native American side of society, I joined the Standing Arrow Gathering, or powwow as it's called, in neighbouring Montana State. This wasn't actually a spectator event, although visitors were entirely welcome. Almost everyone there seemed to be a dancer or musician, although the attendance was down on the rodeo event and the prize money paled by comparison. But then again, the purpose was really to socialise and to honour Native American culture, so that's understandable. The most important group were the host performers or drums, who were responsible for the songs at the beginning, including the grand entry song, the flag song, and the victory song, and also the retreat song to signify the official closing of the event. I gathered this was standard practice at powwows in general. Powwows can take place anywhere, from fields alongside rivers to sports stadia. but the arena here was a small, dusty, open-sided pavilion with a dirt and astroturf floor. The dancers and all their brilliantly colourful regalia are a sight to behold, and each dance has its own meaning, dress and rules. The jingle dress dancers wore a skirt with hundreds of small cones made out of tin that made a lovely sound like little bells in the mountains, while the grass dancers swung their tassels to imitate prairie grass in the wind. The outfits are just incredible and can cost thousands of dollars. One competitor in the Golden Age category had a traditional mohawk hairstyle and was wearing eagle feathers and a porcupine's quill. But what pushed his costume's cost up was the thousands of minute hand-stitched beads. This costume has great sacred significance and is passed down from generation to generation. But the dancers and outfits are continually being updated and blended, and I did notice he had some ribbons made out of nylon, a man-made textile which suggests a later modern addition, all of which tells us that...
That is the end of part two.